Arkansas is facing a major cut in SNAP benefits. 2009 federal stimulus dollars provided a boost in the amount of money that provided benefits in the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, commonly known as the food stamp program. The boost in assistance is scheduled to end today, and Arkansas is expected to lose $52 million in SNAP aid. President and CEO of the Arkansas Rice Depot, Laura Ray, says those cuts put more pressure on food pantries to make up the difference.
We were very troubled by the fact that an average individual in an Arkansas household may lose $10 in SNAP benefits. If you think of a family of four, that's $40 that they're not going to have to spend on groceries. Our food pantries that rely on Arkansas Rice Depot are already reporting an increase in the number of individuals coming to them for food assistance. And this is very troubling to us because we don't know if we can meet all of the increased needs.
And she says the cuts will affect those who depend on the program the most.
SNAP benefits go primarily to families with children, and the families who have children, all of us know, are younger families. They may not be set in their career yet. Maybe they're working at discount stores, fast food restaurants. Maybe they're just starting in on a career, but they're at an entry-level position. They're not making a lot of money. And those are the people who are fortunate enough to have a job. There are still others who have lost their jobs. The elderly also, they may only qualify for a little bit of SNAP benefits each month, but that's vital to them.
And Ray says the cuts in SNAP benefits will put increased pressure on food pantries to help make up the difference.
I believe in my heart that all of our food pantries are going to do everything they can to meet the increased need. But we can't do it all. So we hope that something changes. We don't want to leave this huge portion of the population of Arkansas hungry.
And Ray says she's encouraging more food drives to be held and for more people to donate to their local food pantries, especially as these cuts will impact families during the holiday season. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.